The reason, what I was getting at a moment ago, is the reason that bodhicitta, and in particular Tonglen, is so powerful is that by engaging it, we interrupt this logic of samsara. We break the habits of samsara. The whole idea that we can get happiness by getting what we want is flawed. And we don't realize that in the moment, but when we really begin to pay attention, we begin to realize it more and more. So in the practice of Tonglen, instead of pushing away disturbing emotions and images, we invite them in. We invite them to be felt as they are. And instead of clinging to happiness, we take it as an opportunity to give it away to others. So if we feel happiness, when we've been practicing a while, it becomes it's like a moment, oh, I'm happy. I want to give this away. I want to give it to someone else. So today, the guided meditation on Tonglen for self, I want you to try and remember some time, some experience in which you found yourself suffering. So take a look in your recent experience. Yeah, does everybody have something? Can be anything, really. Now, try to bring it up in your mind and see if you can feel the upset, the sense of suffering that it brought you. Maybe some tightness in the abdomen or the throat, feeling of fatigue or anger, sadness, fear. Everybody got something for this? Okay, everybody? All right. Now let go of the story and allow the associated feelings to subside. Now, in order to do Tonglen practice, from my experience, the best way to approach it is from spacious awareness, from this, the knowingness of consciousness itself. And so we'll begin this practice today resting into our boundless nature. And then after we settle a bit, we'll bring compassion, we'll bring our story into this non-dual sphere and bring compassion into it by feeling what we feel, allowing it to be there. Okay? To begin, rest attention with the sensations of breathing in the center of the chest, in what we would call the heart space. Now become aware of the space in which the sensations arise and pass. Normally, we aren't particularly aware of this space, yet it is eternally present, and it has no bounds to it. It's boundless. See if you can notice that these sensations are like vibrations or ripples of this open space of the heart. And they're not separate from it. And notice that the space is not separate from the knowing of it. Nor are the sensations separate from the knowing of them. If the sense of self arises, it arises also as the knowing itself. The impression of a self arises and passes just now without ever becoming anything at all. Thoughts of self, feelings of self are made of this knowing, and they are only known just now. So just rest gently as that which has no form. Images which arise in the visual field are visual sensations superimposed with thoughts, perceptions, deeply practiced. So whatever arises is arising within you, naked awareness. Whatever arises, arises within you, knowing itself in the display of a chair or a computer screen or this room or whatever arises. And if this is seen clearly, in that instant, there is nothing to want and nothing to need. You are the knowing itself. And in that, if you are able to recognize this, you can feel the inherent peace, the gratitude and love and contentedness, which is naturally there, naturally here. this vast open space of being. Now, just resting as this boundless space, envisage this creature you call self, which you believe to be a separate entity, a separate creature. And allow this self to be seen as an image out in front of you. Can you do that? And notice that this image is the knowing itself. Now, within this non-dual space of knowing, recall as vividly as possible that incident or experience which brings you suffering, recalling enough details about it to feel the associated emotions as openly and directly as you can, without holding back. You might find it useful to close your eyes for this practice. If resistance arises to what is felt, open to it as best you can. Just feeling what arises. Just as it is. That is your own being. Now, over the next several in-breaths, while still fully aware of these feelings, breathe them into this boundless space of your heart. And then breathing out from this spacious heart, visualize this image of your little self sitting out in front of you. And over the next several out-breaths, send feelings of love and compassion to this self, wishing him or her to be relieved of all suffering and filled with joy, peace, and happiness. If you feel resistance to sending love and compassion to this little self, that maybe it's just too simplistic to do such a thing, feel the irritation that is felt in that moment. That is suffering. So with your next in-breath, breathe that suffering in to this boundless heart space and feel it. Over the next several breaths. And then again, visualizing this little self in front of you. Recall the experience that brought you suffering and feel that suffering just as it is. Aware of any resistance to this feeling. And embrace it. While breathing in these feelings into this boundless heart space over several in-breaths. And breathing out from the spacious heart, visualize the image of your little self, sending feelings of love and compassion. So just repeat this process of breathing in suffering, breathing out love and compassion for self. And you may do this with each breath or with several breaths at a time, not feeling rushed. And now consider the vast numbers of beings that currently feel this same kind of suffering that you are experiencing. And with your next in-breath, breathe all of their pain and suffering into your heart space and feeling their suffering as you do. And with your next out-breath, send selfless love and compassion to all these suffering beings, sending them well wishes, peace, and happiness. And now with your next out-breath, along with the sensations of breathing, allow all these stories, feelings, suffering to dissolve into the timeless space at the end of that breath, into the knowingness of awareness itself. And just rest as this timeless nature.